small data researchers find consumer insights big data overlooks. When Martin Lindstrom started advising Lego in 2004, the company worried that kids nowadays would rather play video games than with their building blocks. Lego's marketing team visited an 11-year-old German boy to learn more about their customers. This boy cherished his beat-up Adidas skateboarding shoes above all else. Despite what people thought about kids these days wanting things instantly, this boy found value in mastering skateboarding, and his sneakers showed off his skill to others. Lego took this small but important insight and used it to change its strategy. They made their building blocks smaller and made the challenges of building with Lego more difficult. By 2014, Lego had become the biggest toy company globally, even outselling Mattel. Small data encompasses various aspects of a person's life, like their habits, preferences, gestures, and online activities such as tweets. While giants like Google gather loads of information, they might miss out on understanding people's true motivations. Instead, Martin Lindstrom, who relies on small data, digs deep into consumers' lives. By visiting them personally, he uncovers subtle hints revealing their hidden needs or desires. These seemingly insignificant details gain power when viewed alongside a multitude of observations and insights. Notice cultural imbalances revealing unfulfilled needs in people's lives. Each person possesses an internal map known as their behavioral GPS that influences their actions. Successful innovation springs from identifying cultural imbalances in society. These imbalances reveal where consumers lack something in their lives. A businessman in Moscow sought Lindstrom's help to launch a new venture. Lindstrom interviewed people in Moscow, Siberia, and the Russian Far East. He noticed a common detail in the apartments he visited in the Russian Far East: colorful magnets covering their fridge doors. These magnets depicted themes of foreign travel, escape, and freedom. Lindstrom interpreted this design choice as emblematic of the unfulfilled dreams of Russian women managing their households and their aspirations for their children's brighter futures. From this insight, he conceived the concept for Mom Magazine, Mom's Store, an e-commerce platform tailored for and by Russian mothers. Being true to oneself is America's greatest unexplored longing. After the 2008 recession, Lindstrom helped the family-owned supermarket chain Lowe's Foods come up with a new plan for their stores in North and South Carolina. The company was struggling against online shopping and Walmart. Lindstrom noticed that Americans value security and often feel fearful, like how hotel room windows in the U.S. are bolted shut while they're open in other countries. He also saw that American architects and designers seem to prefer round edges, which make spaces feel cozy. Lindstrom observed lots of rules and restrictions. Even cotton swabs came with safety instructions. He figured out that freedom wasn't a big thing in everyday American life, but it was something people secretly wanted. Lindstrom told Lowe's bakeries, for example, to only sell square cakes, even though customers usually expect them to be round, which was like permitting them to break their own rules. With lots of small changes based on his observations, Lindstrom helped Lowe's customers feel more free when they went shopping, empathize with customers, share universal experiences, and connect authentically. In 2013, Lindstrom took a trip to New Delhi and Mumbai to assist a major cereal company in understanding why young women weren't buying their most popular breakfast brand. He discovered that the strained relationships between Indian women and their mothers-in-law played a significant role. Through his observations of kitchen spice placements, Lindstrom concluded that mothers-in-law were in charge of cooking, while daughters-in-law had the purchasing power. This meant the company had to cater to two very different groups: young women in their late teens and early 20s, and older women aged 50 to 70. To tackle this challenge, Lindstrom helped the company design a cereal box with two distinct color schemes: earth tones at the top for the taller, younger women, and vibrant colors at the bottom preferred by mothers-in-law. This way, both demographics would be drawn to the packaging, increasing the likelihood of sales. Leverage people's tribal instinct for unity in times of change. Everyone belongs to a tribe, and marketers like Lindstrom know how to use this to their advantage. When Jenny Craig wanted to revamp its brand strategy, Lindstrom saw an opportunity. Weight loss is often seen as a big change, a transformation. Marketers call moments like these entry points, times when people are open to new ideas and products. So Lindstrom came up with a clever plan. He gave Jenny Craig dieters free charm bracelets, representing success, hope, and belonging to the Jenny Craig tribe. But he didn't just hand them out casually. He asked consultants to pass them with both hands, following an Asian tradition. This made the bracelets more than just trinkets. They became symbols of a pact between Jenny Craig and its customers. And guess what? Jenny Craig's customer retention shot up. Then there's the story of Tally Veil, a fashion brand popular among teens worldwide. Lindstrom dug into family phone bills and discovered something interesting. The average teen took 17 selfies every morning. Why? They wanted their friends' approval on what to wear to school. Lindstrom's solution: a smart mirror with Wi-Fi that lets teens share their outfit photos on Facebook and get virtual votes from their peers. It was a hit, tapping into teens' need to belong and be accepted across 30 countries. Small data reveals individuals' desire-motivated, twin selves. Transformation zones are places or situations that can change how you act and feel, making you become someone different. For example, cars, coffee shops, and even going to the movies can be transformation zones. Devassa, a beer brand in Brazil, used this idea by hosting a live event on a huge floating island with a bar. This allowed people to feel happier, sexier, and more free while they were there. Lindstrom, a branding expert, talks about something called the twin self. This is the part of you that wants the things you dreamed about when you were younger but might not have gotten. Your emotional age, or the age you feel inside, often stays the same as when you first felt independent. When Lindstrom was working on branding a Chinese car for a big car company, he wanted people to feel connected to their twin selves when they got into the car. He found that many Chinese drivers wanted cars that seemed powerful, fast, and masculine. In China, people think that being masculine means being fast. So Lindstrom made sure that the car's windows and doors opened quickly. He also made the driver's seat higher and designed the dashboard to look complex, like the instruments in an airplane, to make the driver feel powerful and in control. Engage consumers with brand narratives to build connections. When Lindstrom was revamping Tally Veil, he took inspiration from Steve Jobs' question to Disney's CEO about what a talking store might say to customers. He realized the stores needed to speak to girls who felt mature and stylish, but still cherished their childhood toys. Lindstrom crafted narratives that resonated with customers' own stories. For instance, to validate the desire tween and teen girls have for the perfect shoes, he placed a book labeled Safari next to a pair of shoes in Tally Veil. This encouraged girls to go on a metaphorical safari for new shoes. He also used the power of storytelling through brand ambassadors with Devassa. By hiring popular locals to host cultural events and social media influencers to spread the word, the brand gained recognition. Lindstrom believes that people remember the stories behind their drinking experiences more than the taste of the product itself. Streamline insights with 7 steps for optimal small data effectiveness. For subtext research, follow the 7 C's rule. 1. Seek into understanding deep into the culture you're studying by getting both broad and detailed perspectives. Interview insiders and outsiders to form a balanced understanding. 2. Spot the oddities. Look for things that don't quite fit or are missing in people's lives. Pay attention to what emotions seem to matter most to them. 3. Link the piece, find connections between the clues you gather and your initial ideas. See if they support or challenge your hypothesis. 4. Understand the feelings. Think about how the clues make you feel. Imagine yourself in their shoes to understand their emotions. 5. Find patterns in behavior. Explore changes in how people buy things and what events might trigger big changes in their personalities. 6. Address unmet desires. Consider what desires people have that aren't being fulfilled, leading them to behave in certain ways. 7. Fill the gaps. How can you make up for what people feel is missing in their lives? Understanding what drives you internally can help you grasp the motivations of others. The brands you're drawn to often mirror what you believe you lack in life. Key points. 1. Small data insights uncover consumer needs overlooked by big data. 2. Martin Lindstrom transforms brands by understanding consumer behaviors deeply. 3. Cultural imbalances reveal unmet needs, sparking innovation opportunities. 4. Empathy drives successful marketing strategies tailored to diverse demographics. 5. Tribal instincts foster brand loyalty and connection during times of change. 6. Small data reveals consumers' twin selves, influencing purchasing decisions. 7. Engaging brand narratives builds emotional connections and customer loyalty.